On this summer Monday afternoon, obviously it's far from summer-like in terms of the weather. It's been damp through much of the day with steady and at times heavy rain this morning, and still there are some areas of rain in our area this afternoon. Of course, the other big story is on the thermometer with temperatures that are holding mainly in the 60s this afternoon. It's tough to believe that the calendar says July. Our weather feels much more like, say, April or early May across the region. And that cool weather theme continues for at least the next day or so. So moving into tonight, we'll have temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s. So it might be cool enough that, at least for some of us, we may have to flip the heat on a little bit to take the chill out. We don't do that often in July. And a few showers are possible at times as we go through the night. So we have the threat for rain tonight, and into the day tomorrow, we're still quite chilly. We'll have temperatures only in the 60s to near 70 degrees. It'll still be fairly gray, and there's still the chance for a few showers at times tomorrow. But compared to the moderate at times and even heavy at times rain we had today, the rain threat tomorrow looks to be more of the lighter type of rainfall. So still damp at times through the day tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, high pressure builds in, so we're looking at a quiet day and a day a little more fitting for July with temperatures on Wednesday that will move up into the 70s to near 80 degrees, and it looks to be fairly bright as we go through the day on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we'll start off with some sunshine, possibly, but clouds will increase rather quickly, and we could see a couple of showers or even some thunderstorms come in, especially Thursday afternoon. So once again, we may be dodging a few raindrops. Highs on Thursday, though, will again be more summer-like with temperatures in the 70s to near 80 degrees, and some of those showers may linger into Friday, especially through the first part of the day, and we'll keep those numbers up around 80 again on Friday. So it's a cool start to the week, a fairly damp start to the week, but keep it cool again tomorrow, and then we'll see those temperatures bounce back quite dramatically, I'd say, but not way off the mark for this time of year, but back close to 80 degrees by Wednesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with periods of showers likely, cool, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers at times, continued cool, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, periods of showers likely, cool, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers at times, continued cool, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with periods of showers likely, cool, with lows in the 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of lingering showers, continued cool, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, periods of showers likely, cool, with lows in the middle to upper 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of lingering showers, continued cool, with highs in the 60s to near 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, warmer, pleasant, with highs in the 70s to around 80, then on Thursday becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.